We continue our learning We're in Sukkah Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Now, when we speak about the taking of the lulav in the Mikdash for all 7 days is Doraisa, and outside the Mikdash in Medina only 1 day, which is Doraisa, that includes, when we speak about the first day, that includes even on Shabbos, which means not only in the Mikdash was the first day Docha Shabbos, you could take the lulav, even though moving the lulav, let's say, is an Issa Drabanav moving Mukta, it's a tree, it's a branch, which is generally Muktzah, that would be Docha Shabbos on the first day, whether you're in the Mikdash or in the Medina. Now, not to make a mistake, if it's after the first day, even though there's a din d'oraisa of bringing the lulav all 7 days in the Mikdash, usmachtem lefnei Hashem lokechem shivas yamim, that's not Docha Shabbos. It's only Docha Shabbos on the first day, which is when it's d'oraisa everywhere. So armage, the only thing is, that only includes the picking up of the lulav. Carrying the lulav to where you need to bring it is not Docha Shabbos. That melach avotza is an Isra Doraisa, and that's something that could have been done before Shabbos. So what do they do in order to ensure that they have the lulavim in place in shul before Shabbos when the first day fell out on Shabbos, so we wouldn't have this issue of carrying? So yeah, of course, nowadays, because of Gezeirah D'Rabbah, we're afraid you may carry Shus HaRabim. So no longer, there's no Beis HaMikdash, we have the Gezeirah D'Rabbah that it's not Docha Shabbos even on the first day. Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkot, that Shecholios B'Shabbos, that fell out on Shabbos, everyone would make sure to bring their lulavim to the Beis HaKnesses on Erev Shabbos, because you can't carry them on Shabbos. The next day, they would get up early and come to the Beis HaKnesses. And everyone would recognize his lulav, hopefully. And he would take that lulav. And the Mishnah says, "Mibnei she'amru chachamim, ein adam yotzei yedecho v'aso b'yom tov harishon shel chag b'lulav shel chaver." Why is it important that you recognize which is your lulav? Because ulakachtem lachem by marishon lachem has to be shalachem, so you have to make sure you get your lulav. But on the other days where we don't have a din of lachem, so then you can fulfill your mitzvah even with someone else's lulav. Now, the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis says that it's true that you're not allowed to have a borrowed lulav, esrog, etc. On the first day, but you can use someone else's esrog, lulav, etc. if it's given as a matana almanas lahachzir. Because we hold that a matana almanas lahachzir, giving someone as a gift on the condition that it be returned, shma matana, has the status of a matana, and therefore, so let's say Shimon doesn't have a dalin minim. So Reuven can give a dalin minim to Shimon and say, listen, I'm giving it to you as a gift on the condition you return it. Even though there's a condition to return it, Shimon becomes the owner at that time, and as long as he returns it. If he never returns it, so then retroactively it was never his and he wasn't yotzei the mitzvah. So obviously he has to fulfill that stipulation or else it was never a gift. But indeed, if he does return it, then he will have been yotzei with that matana al-banas lahachzir, because indeed it was a matana. Now, the one other important point which we could have made on the first mission of the Perek is that you have a machlokes rishonim regarding the following, the issue of being yotzi yedecho v'aso b'lulav shel chaveru in the Mikdash itself. According to Tosfos, the halacha that you can be yotze the rest of the chag with your friend's lulav, that applies only outside the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, ulekachtem lachem applies every day, all 7 days. And the Ramban and the Ritva disagree. That halach of lachem, that it has to be yours, it can't be borrowed, applies even in the Beis HaMikdash. That the fact that you need, that halacha, that meaning, the fact that it has to be lachem, and that lachem, ulekachtem lachem, lachem arishon, applies only on the first day. That's true according to the Ramban and the Ritva, that halacha, that exception, the fact that you're allowed to use a borrowed ulav, or only that also applies in the Beis HaMikdash. So according to Tosfos, the halacha that it has to be lachem applies in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, and according to the Ramban Ritva, no. The Lachem Din applies in the Beis HaMikdash only on the first day, just like it applies in the Medina on the first day. Paragimel, Mishnah Yudalev. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. That's our case. First day falls out on Shabbos. V'shachach V'hotzi Es Alulav the Rishus Harab. The person forgot, and he's now in the middle of Rishus Harabim, and he carried the lulav. He did it, Mr. Dol Reis. He wasn't allowed to do that. Says Rabbi Yossi, he did it b'shogig, of course. Patri does not have to bring a karban chatas. Why not? He's a shogig. He violated an Isser Shabbos because mipnei shotzi o b'rishus, because he took it out. He carried it out with the rishus. What does that mean? Rabbi Yossi holds that since this Isser Shabbos took place while you were engaged in performing a mitzvah, you wanted to do a mitzvah, that's why you were doing so. That, therefore, you're exempt from even bringing a karban chatas. So we would say, since you're doing a mitzvah, this doesn't fall into the category of shogeg. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos in the second perek paskins like Rabbi Yossi, and Bar Tanura does as well. And therefore, you wouldn't need any karban at all, because you were motzi b'rishus, you were engaged in what you thought was were doing a mitzvah. In this case, the Gemara Nach Ben Beis Amar Aleph says that Rabbi Yossi will pater someone from a karban chatas only if this was being done as he's fulfilling the mitzvah, not when the mitzvah was already fulfilled. So what does that mean? Take our case. When are you exempt from this karban chatas? Only if you hadn't yet performed the mitzvah of lulav. Let's say, for example, you picked up the lulav in your house already, and now it's Shabbos. So officially you did the mitzvah already. Obviously there's no mitzvah to take the lulav today, but you did the mitzvah. And now you walk outside with the lulav. So now you're not engaged in the mitzvah, you're already yotzi midagbe nafakbe. Once you picked it up, you're yotzi the mitzvah already. So now you would be chayv a karban chatas as you're carrying it, because you're not engaged in the mitzvah, because you're already yotzi in the mitzvah. Now, the Gemara then asks what should be the obvious question. Since when would we ever have this exemption from a karban chatas? You should always be chayav a karban chatas. Why? Because the moment you pick up the dalad minin, you yotze the mitzvah. So that means anytime you're doing any type of hotzah, whether you're taking it out from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or dalad amos and Rishus HaRabim, either way, you're not engaged in the mitzvah anymore. You're yotze the mitzvah the second you picked it up. Once you start carrying it and changing your domain, changing your rishus and doing the Isser Shabbos, you should be kaiva chayva karban chatas, because you're no longer engaged in the mitzvah. So the Gemara says two possibilities how to answer that question. Maybe you carry the lulav upside down. So now I'm outside, right? I was never yotze yet. I'm carrying upside down. Oh, carrying upside down. So then, if that's the case, then here is where I have not yet been yotze the mitzvah, because you're only yotze the mitzvah kiderech gedilasan, the way they grow. And therefore, then as you're carrying it, then you turned it over, you yotze the mitzvah. Okay, so then we would say, as you're doing the avera, as you're doing the mitzvah. Or maybe the lulav was carried in a ka'ara, in some type of kli, and since it's not being held by your hands, that's not lakicha. It's not lakicha, not normal lakicha, it's not, you have a chatzitza, let's say, and therefore that's the way we get out of the problem. That's the way indeed you could be exempt from the chatas, because you're not performing in the mitzvah at that very moment. So therefore, you haven't been yotz in the mitzvah yet, rather, and therefore, as you're carrying, then you pick it up normally, so then that's when you're going to be exempt from a karban chatas. Now, based on this, there is the famous discussion of how do we fulfill the bracha properly. The bracha has to be, as we know, on the dalet minim, every bracha on a mitzvah has to be over lasiyasa, which means prior to doing the mitzvah. So how do I do that? Once I pick up the dalet minim, I'm yotze the mitzvah, the bracha now is going to be after the fact. So we know the famous minhag that we have, which is Tosha's suggestion. You have other suggestions based on this. If you're only yotze the mitzvah kiderech gedilasan, as we said, so if we turn one of the minim upside down, in this case, we do the esrog, so I'm not yotze the mitzvah right now. I can make the bracha, and then I turn it around, and now I'm yotze the mitzvah. Others suggest, no, that I'm able to, before have in mind, not to be yotze the mitzvah right now. I don't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Apparently, you see from here, and somebody showed to make this point, it sounds like mitzvos ein srichos kavana. This whole discussion here seems, presupposes is that kavana makes no difference. The fact that I have kavana, I'm not thinking about the mitzvah, doesn't mean I'm not yotze the mitzvah. So, and therefore, the bracha is going to be problematic because I was already yotze the mitzvah and I haven't made the bracha just yet. But if I have in mind not to be yotze, so that certainly would be acceptable. And others claim, since the chachamim added on na'anuim, although na'anuim only derabanan, they're not doraisa, and the midoraisa all have to do is pick up the lulav, but nonetheless, since they added on na'anuim as part of the mitzvah, we could say that if I make the bracha prior to the na'anuim, before the waving of the lulav, that itself will be over lasiyasan as well.